Gene Richards Sunday morning, WGN. Coming up, three Oscar winners. One, Denzel Washington. Two, Rami Malek. Oh. And three, Jared Leto.
Look at you.
They're all in the same movie that's opening this coming Friday called The Little Things. You want to talk about a masterclass of acting watching this movie? I'll tell you much more about the film itself a little bit later on in the week when I give it a good review. But in a few minutes, my conversation with Denzel, Rami, and Jared, all to come up. And if that's not enough for you...
You are in the in crowd.
I am. I have to say. And I always feel like I'm even more in the in crowd when I'm talking with my longtime pal, Mr. Ramsey Lewis, Grammy Award winner, jazz master, and truly one of the nicest guys that you will ever meet in your entire life. Ramsey, good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you?
It's been a little while
since we talked.
It has been.
But it's always great to talk to you, Dean.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what. It puts a smile on my face anytime that I know that we are gonna talk. First of all, before we talk about this virtual series that you've got that's coming up, how are you doing? How are you holding up during the quarantine?
Life is good. I've been retired for a few years now, and I play my piano every day. And because of that, a few nice things have happened because of that. We'll get into that a little later. But how am I holding up? Life is there. I'm 85. I'll be 86 in about 3 months.
Wow.
And I feel great. You know, in fact, if I meet you on the street, I'll take you on. Bring your boxing gloves.
I have no fear that you would do that. And I do have a fear that you would knock me right on my butt.
But don't hurt those fingers.
And the family's doing well. Everybody's doing good. All the grandkids, everybody.
Yeah. The kids, the grandkids, and we have one great grandkid.
Oh boy!
And everybody's fine. There's no complaints here.
Good for you. I'm glad to hear that, Ramsey. What do you think of when you hear the in crowd? That's got to be the song that everybody plays when they introduce you for any interview. Because it's the quintessential Ramsey Lewis song. What do you think of when you hear that song? Do you remember the day that you recorded it, or what goes through your mind?
It brings a smile on my face. You're right. I think the in crowd was maybe the middle of the 60s, 64, 65. And, of course, we started recording early 50s. And so when that record came out, and started selling, and it kept selling. It changed the way I lived, and changed the way I walked, and changed the way I talked, and changed the hotels I stayed in. it began a different lifestyle for me, and it was just wonderful. So whenever I hear just now when you started playing it, A nice glow came over me, yeah. and quickly a nice feeling came over.
Where was that recorded? Because it's obviously live. People are clapping. Do you remember where that was recorded?
I think it was recorded in Washington, D.C. at the Bohemian Caverns, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
Now, see, I was hoping it was at the London House where Ramsey held court for many, many years, and that... You know, because I've told Ramsey this, that I went to see Ram on my senior prom. After the prom, I thought I was going to be Mr. Big Shot and go over to the London House to see Ramsey Lewis in my powder blue tuxedo with the ruffles. you know I was styling Ramsey back then, back in the day. And we went, we heard, Ramsey play that night. And he played that song. Of course, the song had been out as a single long before any of that. But you are going to be doing these virtual solo performances, called the Saturday Salon, starting this coming Saturday night, Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock Central Time, and then doing it the last Saturday of every month. Explain what this is.
Well, Dean, I just love to play the piano. I have a wonderful Steinway here in my house. And one day I was just trying to remember a song. I'm sitting there, and it's a song that Russ Freeman, piano player, recorded years ago on a Chet Baker with Strings album. And I used to play it, and it something says, "You remember that song?" to myself. And I was sitting there, and finally it started coming to me. And my wife, I didn't realize, which was about 5 or 6 feet from me with her phone, and she was recording. As she heard me trying to work the song up to learn it again, she thought it was beautiful, so she recorded it. And she says, "Oh, what is that?" And she was all impressed with it. And I was just, yeah, well, I told her what it was. Little did I know, she sent it to my manager, and my manager said, "Oh, that's great." So the whole story went down. I said, "Well, you know, every day I sit at my piano here in the house, and I play and I practice. I want to stay in shape. You know, I don't want to go on the road anymore because that bug's out there somewhere." So he says, "Well, you know, would you want to do it any other way?" I said, "Yeah, if I don't have to leave my living room." And he says, "We might be able to work that out." I said, "Really?" And so he put it all together. We're now the last Saturday of every month at 1 p.m. Chicago time. You can hear me play. I'll be sitting at my Steinway here in my living room. I play for an hour, and I talk a little bit, and it's an hour of joy for me to know that, you know, something I love to do anyway, but now it's all over the world. You know, people from in Japan and London.
Yeah.
It's just great.
Yeah, literally. I mean, you know, Ramsey would tour all over the world. And now literally your fans from all over the world can just, you know, go to stageit.com/Ramsey Lewis. And the tickets are available there for Saturday Salon, last Saturday of every month. So that's going to be the first one will be this coming Saturday, 1 o'clock Chicago time. And then the last Saturday of every month.
But Dean, can I say something?
Yeah, please.
It's $20, but most of that $20 goes to the Jazz Foundation of America, and it distributes and gives money to jazz musicians that were not as fortunate as I, and that they're kind of down and out. They need what medicines, they need food, they need clothing, they need whatever.
Yeah, because the vast majority of musicians are simply out of work right now. During the pandemic, they're doing nothing. They're not playing at restaurants. They're not playing concerts. They're not playing anything. And lots of organizations, including Jazz Foundation of America, are taking care of their own. And how nice of you to, you know, to help, you know, your fellow musicians that are in need. That's awesome. Again, let me tell you, it's stageit.com/Ramsey Lewis. We'll put it up on the web too so everyone can link to it.
Oh, great. Thank you.
And Ramsey, I can't tell you how great it is to hear your voice and hear how great you're sounding.
Well, same here, Dean.
I've sat in that living room. I've interviewed Ramsey for television. Yep. We've done it at your house.
Yep.
And that Steinway is just right in the middle of his living room, right across from all your Grammy awards. I just sit there and go, Ramsey Lewis is putting on a private concert for me right now. And I'm looking at his Grammy Awards up on the shelf.
And isn't it amazing when he sits behind that, magic comes out. When you do, it's chopsticks. Isn't that amazing how one I have such a jealousy as well as an admiration for musicians who can just sit down and master an instrument like that, because I don't have that talent. Oh, and
nobody does it better than Ramsey.
It's such a great thing to people. He's like he said, he just sits down there and just fiddles around, and people, his wife, are, "What was that beautiful thing you just did?"
Ramsey, I don't suppose you're anywhere near that piano right now by any chance.
Can you tinkle for us?
Oh, wait a minute. Not a song or anything.
Just give us
that. My wife told me, she says, "You want it quiet." So now I'm leaving one room and I'm walking into the rooms that you
Where the Grammy Awards are.
The Grammy room?
Yeah, the Grammy's in here. But more than the Grammy is, and I can only play with one hand because I got...
Look at that!
You might know that one.
How cool is that?
That's awesome. Ramsey, you're the greatest. You are the greatest. I'm honored to call you my friend. And again, I hope everyone will check out Saturday Salon, last Saturday of every month, 1 p.m. Chicago time, stageit.com/Ramsey Lewis. Ramsey, have a great Sunday today and stay healthy.
Good being with you. Take care.